Subterranean Lovesick Clues. 1. I remember listening to Bob Dylan in Donna Melville's attic bedroom, 3 a.m. We were drinking her daddy's bourbon, playing Subterranean Homesick Blues over and over, memorizing it word by mumbled word. John is in the basement, mixing up medicine. I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government. Donna passed me the bottle. The bourbon made me sick, but I took a swig anyway. I didn't want her to think I was a lightweight. The word might get around. Maggie comes fleetfoot, face full of black soot. Donna took the bottle to her lips, her moon face flushed, beautiful. She was my first Catholic, and I was in awe of the certainty of her faith. Couldn't take my eyes off the lucky gold crucifix that dangled between her breasts. What do you think freewheeling means? We were on the bed pretending to study the album cover, Dylan and some blonde on a New York street, looking happy. I think it means fuck the consequences, just do what you want, I said. Drunk, reckless, soon I'm ready to do what I want. Let my hand slip from the album jacket to Donna's left breast. Her sharp intake of breath, my tom-tom heart. Look out, kid, something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. Those were the moments I lived for at 13. The hot, disheveled solace of Donna's attic room. Her clueless family asleep below. Dylan's growl on the stereo. Donna in my arms, her lips on mine, her tongue down my throat, fingers fumbling with my zipper. 2. Get dressed, get blessed, try to be a success. 3. Donna hits the confessional. Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. I am that sin. I listen in. I kissed a girl, says my girl. You'll go to hell, says the desiccated man in the box. 4. Light yourself a candle. You can't afford the scandal. 5. The Gospel according to Saint Donna. She is the innocent, I am the sin, I am the bad girl that let the sin in. 6. I remember listening to Bob Dylan in Donna Melville's attic bedroom, 3 a.m. The last time I drank her daddy's bourbon, the last time we ever touched. This was the moment I dreaded at 14, afraid of the spark, afraid of her own ignition. Donna changed the rules. Jesus had entered the bedroom. See ya, Donna said as she walked me out of her life. Soon, I asked. A girl can dream, right? Sure, she said. 7. She didn't call. I didn't call back. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.